Je pense que bien sûr, si tu demandes à n'importe qui de ces gens, ils vont toujours être entourés d'une autre scène. Et tu disais qu'Antonia, elle est très bonne pour mixer ces gens-là. Je pense que tu me demandes, est-ce que tu te sens aussi entouré ou tu te sens au milieu d'une scène ou quelque chose comme ça? Oui, il y a les tendances de chacun ou les goûts pour les choses. C'est ça qui nous fait nous entourer des choses. Donc, il y a certaines tendances que je peux reconnaître chez moi qui m'ont dirigé vers un certain type de gens. Et il y a toujours une espèce de mix entre l'entourage plus familial, disons, l'entourage de travail, l'entourage des amis, peut-être en dehors de la famille. Et tout ça, des fois, ça se mélange aussi entre eux. Moi, je pense qu'Antonia aussi, je suis assez proche d'un certain d'une certaine pratique de création qu'on peut reconnaître un peu dans la scène de la danse contemporaine, donc que je partage, tu vois, avec des gens avec lesquels j'ai travaillé, comme Juan Domínguez ou Antonia ou María Jerez ou Isabel Chad, Lola Rubio. On travaille un peu dans le même type de scène et avec des questionnements qui sont pas toujours les mêmes, mais qui parlent de la même chose. En même temps, moi, j'aime bien aussi, où je me sens vraiment très lié à une scène qui n'est pas professionnelle, qui n'est pas professionnalisée. So, you understand me, no? Si, ok. À une scène qui n'est pas professionnalisée, mais qui est, tu vois, pour moi, je ne sais pas si elle est plus importante que celle-là qui est professionnelle, mais en tout cas, elle a une force. Si elle n'a pas plus de force, elle en a la même. Et par exemple, dans ce sens, tu vois, il y a des très bons amis qui font des choses à Barcelone, mais aussi à Madrid et encore ici, qui est pas dans qui ils sont pas professionnels, ils sont pas considérés socialement par des gens professionnels de quoi que ce soit, mais ils sont des artistes. Et puis dans le cas de Barcelone, par exemple, c'est des gens comme Roger Fortea, ou Oriol Luna, ou Jara Krahn, des gens avec qui je suis très, 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 très en lien, parce qu'ils sont des amis, mais avec qui j'essaye aussi de participer à chaque fois dans des événements des événements qui ont lieu une soir dans un bar et puis c'est fini, tu vois, c'est très éphémère. D'ailleurs, la Jota, les vidéos de la Jota, que je sais pas si tu as vu, c'est la Jota, the striptease, the folk striptease in 4 minutes, that I did and that I will show in Brussels. It came because Roger Fortea, one of these people, they organize a kind of soiree about popular social or associations in the social context, and he asked me to do something for the for this soirée, and then I did the I did the video because I couldn't be there to do the Jota in live, so I did the I finally did the video, but so as always that I have the opportunity to do something with them, I do it, and really is another kind of energy, also, and the work that they are doing during years, because it's really like they are very active. They do the programmation in a bar. They write books. They or articles, or they do concerts. They do performance, but never in a prof, you know, this professional context.
It's a completely self-organized situation.
Yes, they are, yeah, and it's so good what they do. Is and they are very linked to the to literature, for example. And they are very linked to music and also to sound poetry. And my taste or my tendency, I will be linked also to of course to the stage, to the performance and to the body experience, but not only in this context that I know and that is really rich for me where I work, but always with these people and with the literature and with the poetry and with the thing that they bring to the to the actuality or the there is friendship, of course, but there is real interest about the things they are working on, and also I am always very very interested in the way they do things, because they do things. Okay, let's do. They decide to do a special soirée about a writer, could be Boris Vian or Gertrude Stein or whatever, and then they prepare things, but always in the middle of the precarity, you know, it's like a. And they do. They don't have maybe a lot of time to prepare. They try to prepare, and it's more about the life moment, I think. The preparation, there is always a preparation, but it's more the life experience, and the kind of public that go there is not also the same that I used to meet. It's they are different scenes. They used to, you know, they used to show in different places, not at all in theater, but still it can be also that they show something in theater, and it's more in bar context. And these people, they have a lot of qualities that I like. Performative qualities and also the imaginary when we exchange, you know, the imaginary imaginary that they have. I am total on it, yeah. For example, we did in 2011. They proposed a special soirée about Talking Heads, the group. So everyone who wants to do something, they go. So we did something together, and this is an example. But they did also it's not always the same people, but some of them, they edit a book, a poetry book. So they did a presentation of the book with a performance, or they used to do a concert. They have a kind of, they are always the same, so a kind of group, but the group has not always appears with a new name. It's always the 100 table or the 100 lamps or the 100 whatever, you know, and they are always active, yeah. And the work with they did in the last 10 years is amazing for me, you know. But it's not at all in the.
Is do you think?
Even if they will ask for money, maybe they will not have it, you know. Mm-hmm. But the work they did the last 10 years, because they were always there. Doing, producing. Mm. To apply for money is also a practice that when you have to learn, I think. For me, it took a lot of time since I started to write to apply for money, because you are true in a way. In Spain, there are no so much facilities to be support to do your work, but so there is it possible that there is something about the cultural context, and another thing is maybe that they are not in. I don't know, they are in another way. I don't think it's only the country reason. No. Mm-hmm. I think in the case of my friends, it's also a way of life or a way. Yeah, I don't know. I think they apply for money maybe to, because they during years they were doing a programmation every Sunday in a place. So they apply for money and they have it, but. You know, it is more about the moment. It's too difficult to. You have to choose. I think you cannot have both or something like this. The to apply for money. It's a way to do that have a kind of consequence, in the way in the methodology you use. Because you will think first, or you will invent a concept that is not still not clear, but okay, you will. So maybe half a year before, or even more, then you will wait for the response. You will maybe search for other people, and then you will do the project. And this is a kind of method, but it's not always the one who will produce art. It produces a kind of art.
It's funny that now, because you talk about a more non-professional scene, or.
Mm-hmm.
Or a scene that is very much based, I think, also on social relations.
Yeah, totally, yes.
And I have to think about your garden.
Yeah.
And because a garden in the city is somewhere where people come together, like
mm-hmm.
a park, or I don't know what the function was of this garden.
There was this function.
It's an open garden.
It's an open space and it's a public space, so use it.
Yes.
Is the thing.
And I was thinking or asking myself, yeah, where does this interest come from? Like to choose this garden as an environment, to have your radio there, and to, I heard from other people that you could sit there and have a drink.
Yes.
And
yes, we invite people to eat because it helps to socialize.
Yes. I was wondering
to eat something together.
If you could say something more about how this idea came, about bringing these people.
Okay, the idea came because, so the project that Nilo and me, we developed, we wanted since the beginning do it not in La Casa Encendida, not in the context of the festival or in a theatrical space or place to do expositions, or so we wanted to be maybe in a bar or in a public space. I mean, a theater is also a public space, but not this kind. And so at the beginning it was more the idea to do it in a bar, but which kind of bar? And then we thought we were in summer in Madrid, so it could be possible to do outside and it would be very nice. And so we started to think where. There were a moment also when we wanted to do maybe in a library, because in Madrid the last time there are some libraries that where you can drink a coffee also. But actually, and this was more Nilo than me, I think he was not really convinced, because it would bring the same kind of situation in a way, because they has a lot of things in common with the theatrical space. So it has in common this that always is a kind of space very soft garde, tu vois, assez ou voilà, il va pas avoir de bruit extérieur, ou ça va être tout le monde va comprendre ça qui se passe et tout ça. So then I think Nilo proposed me, why should we do, we can do it in an open space. And then he contacted a friend of him, Anouk, and she was the perfect person. She is someone Belgian. A woman who lives since years in Madrid in this neighborhood, and she's very in contact with group of people that are working together in this kind of projects, and she knows very very well where she lives, and she spoke us about a park, a public park close to La Casa Encendida, and also about Esta es una plaza, the place we choose. And then she knew some people who were doing the project, so she gave us the contacts, and we contact them and explain the project, and then they say yes. So it was, yes, like thinking in a public space where we could have or expect things unexpected, and also thinking in summertime, Madrid, green space, a place where we can be comfortable, and you know that where we are like moved through the things around, because another thing important related to the radio and to the radio experience for me. We choose also to do the radio with a stuff wall, so we are behind stuff. We are not, people cannot see us, but it's like a children game, because in a way you can come close. It's very easy to come to go through the other space, and we are there, and the people is on the other side. This produce that people is not anymore concentrated in the view, in the sense of view, and they are more concentrated in the here, and they are much, they are, and I am, if I would do the experience, I would be much more related with the with a three-dimensional space. I will be in the middle of something and not in front of something. And this is fantastic. also it makes a lot of sense with the with an open space where we get stimulate from different places and noises and smells or I am working with Lola Rubio since 2 years in this project called The Present, where we wanted at the beginning to work about the image. So through different practices and through the research itself, at the beginning we started to work with closed eyes, with eyes closed, and to experience more about other sense. So through this work, also through lectures and things like this, what we propose now at the end of this first part of the project, it was a new, we wanted to propose a new organization of the different senses. Because in our days we are like in this pyramid where the view is the most important and the sense that we use the most, and the other senses are always under. So what we worked a lot with the haptic with haptic practices or related to the touch, also to hear, and it came all the radio and this time where the project where we were in the project came at the same time. So I was much more, I was really very interested in develop things that that has to do with other sense and not with the view. And also because we were working in the present, we try to be related to entourage, aroundness or
surrounding
through the objects. So we are always speaking or trying to be in the middle of the thing, no, to create this three-dimensionality. And it's something that I see when I see the piece. I think we achieve to be in the middle of something, in the middle of this space. And so for me it's related to three-dimensionality, and the radio brings also this kind of experience. And to finish with this, it will be also when you propose, when you activate several senses at the same time. So you are not only with the view, but you are stimulating, for example, the hear and the view. The experience is much more rich and confusing, and so I was in this kind of reflection at this time when we did the radio with Nilo. Mm-hmm. And it's all related. You know, we were in Spain, and the place who our project were support by Le Laboratoire du Verbillier, that, and the name is like a laboratoire, a place where you could do pills, or, and I, in the credits I always say, and thanks to Laboratoire du Verbillier, that is not a place where you will do pills, because you will do emissions cacatua, that hell, that is much better than pills, you know. And then a guy who was there, Miche, the last day he brought us the pills cacatua.
It's very sweet. Pills cacatua.
Do you want more, Tom? I think the project has the form that at the beginning it was, we wanted to do a piece, because maybe because we were in this kind of mind, you know, as we spoke just before, you apply for money and you are like in a kind of methodology that you repeat, and you, and even you don't think about another possibility. So we wanted to do a piece, or we wanted to work, and we did a piece, but we were not happy with the piece, we wanted to continue to work on this theme, because we didn't feel we finished with the question that we use for the project. So,
and which project was it?
This was the present. Ah. So we decide that the name continues, you know. We present the present the first time in 2010, in Presentables, because Juan Dominguez was the person who invite us, the first person who invite the project. We present there, and we were confronted so we had a piece. It's very difficult to move a piece when, for me it was, and it is difficult to show my work and to be paid also. So yeah, after 6 months we were like a little unhappy, because we couldn't really show the piece what we should do, but the theme, it was enough interesting to keep in working. So we decide, okay, there is some people who works the music groups, they meet every week, and they continue 2 hours or 3 hours, and they continue. And as we were also in a familiar context with children, and because she has also a boy, and I had only Lelio at this time, but and we were not paid, and so on, we said, okay, let's work like this, and we keep going through this research. And then in last November, I had the Idoia Zabaleta invite me to show the work, and I proposed to Lola to again re-questioning the right problematic that we found the first time we did like a result. And also I tell to her, and then we finish with this because it's already 2 years. We spent a lot of energy on it, and now I want to have some answers. I mean, not from from the work, you know. I was like, now I need an answer. I need to be satisfied with, and not to have still this thing in my head, like, but it could be, or it will be, or so we become very pragmatic, like, what we need. So we need, I think, 3 weeks of work. We need to work with sound. That's why we invite Eduard to develop also this level. And I prefer to stay outside, because as we work about image, we are working about the sense of view, and we are working with the experience to show and to be seen, you know. And there is, so we it was always very important to think about, I perform, but I need someone who watch my performance, even in the rehearsal, because otherwise it's very difficult to develop the level of performativity. Or and so we became very pragmatical, and we decide, okay, Arantxa, I much prefer to stay outside. Lola wanted to be inside. It was much better to try a kind of continuity with only one person than with two. So it was easy to write like this. And then we finish these pictures, let's say it. But it doesn't mean that the project finished, because we have never worked with lights. Also, we had some opportunities, but only to do like 3 days works, and we are now very interested. So the idea will be, let's continue with this kind of research that bring us farther and farther, and we would like now to continue, but to have a time to work with Severin Riem, who support always the project, and to work about lights and performativity, but in producing other things, new things. Before, only to clarify that things happens. For me, it's the first time I work with Petra. I know her since years, but as Alice Shosha, I know her since years, but we never worked together. So and suddenly this year we are mixed in two different projects all together. Things happens. I don't know why. I know, because we have some affinities suddenly in the work, and we come closer. But it's like this. It just all happened this year. And what we share in Petra's project. Since the beginning, I tried to know. I know why Petra invited us, because 2 years ago, at the same time he was doing the first residence time to do this piece, she was alone with object. At the same time, we were doing another residency with Lola and Mariona Nodin, keeping on the research of the present. And we did a workshop, Lola and me. For the first time, we decided to share this with other people, and we did a workshop. And Petra came. I went also to see the showing of Petra at this time. And actually, it was clear that we were in a way related, because both of us, we were working with object and sense. But Petra, she had another approach. She was much more, she as performer, she was doing task or putting things together, and I as an audience, I had always the approach to the object through the view, through the sense, through the name, through the relations, like this. And what we were proposing at the same time with Lola was much more a sensorial approach to the environment. So I think for Petra it was interesting to think in the possibility to approach also this environment through another door, so more sensorial, and maybe because her background, it was also interesting for her to experience this. I don't know, but it's clear. I know why she invited us to work. Then she invited us, and from the beginning it was not clear to do what, but I think she wanted to be close and let's see what happens. Let's discuss. So we started to work, and what we share. So I think I get much closer to Petra's work, and in a sense I understand what she is looking for. And this I am very happy, because you know, when you know people since years, and actually you don't have you never have a kind of intimacy. So, and also it was very interesting to see how things that seems to be similar, the object, the body in the middle, can be like very, very different. And so Petra developed something that we didn't develop in the present. Because in a way, for me, it was like keeping working in the research I am doing since 2 years. But it was nice, because it was through Petra's proposals. And she didn't want the same that I wanted when I was doing present. She was searching for other things and other parameters. So she wanted really to develop something with the sound. And so I think working with her it brought me the possibility to experience this also, because she works with the sound in a concrete level. So the table here does when has a contact with my hand, but she create also a fictional sound level through Edward works, and now I think on it, because in a way what we are doing in the present, we are very concrete in a way with the relation, but there is a moment where we jump also in the fiction, into the fiction, but much more through the view, I would say, and the sound, the through the utilization of both, I would say, is when the sound and the view came together, that it happens. So another thing that interests me a lot, because during the whole period of work I was really trying to know what Petra, what do you want to do? What explain more, because I don't have it. And another thing that interested me a lot, but that maybe have not place in the piece when you watch it, is that there were a moment where I ask, okay Petra, but all these objects that you brought, they were like things that she has in her place. Sometimes not very attractive, I don't know, a black lamp. A black one, you know, no, or a yoga mat. I use yoga mat, not very attractive. And there were a moment where I was like, Petra, but why this all this object and not others objects? And she said because they are object produced in a. La economía de mass.
Mass produce.
So objects are produced always, and they are like they are. They are design products are attractive, but mass products are not attractive. It can be, but they are like a. And this I get very interested about this, how to show this. And then there were a moment, I want to explain you, because there were a moment where we were close to show this attribute, but I think it's not visible. We wanted to go to follow other waves. We started to put the object to show the object. I put the object on the floor and I show you to you. And several objects. And I noted that we always put the object like facing the face of what we consider the face of the object. If I show you the object, my first gest will be show you like this. And then we said, okay, but imagine with a lot of objects, so the experience is more important. Eh? Not with only one is not so big. And then we said, okay, let's show the back of the what we think is the back of the object. And then things very very nice things appear that we are not used to see or. Yeah, but it worked with this. And let's show the side, you know, and the experience that you do is totally another, because I speak my experience like this, but I think it's the same experience as a lot of people. We approach the object always in the same way, facing the object with, yeah. You know the record machine. Here you have the information, so it's logical in a way. You go here, but when when I show you the under of the machine, you have another reality, actually. You are confronted to a new reality. So then, for me, the mass-produced object become very... Then I said, okay, I think there is something interesting for me and I have something to say or to share. Yeah. Now I look in the... Also my TV, because I don't like TVs, so I put it there. So things happen because they happen. Eh? I met Petra in the work context through the present. And now I met you 2 years ago with Four Faces, but we met, yeah. But now we have something in common, that you are doing these interviews, and I am very interested in medium work, also in the orality, and suddenly we are now exchanging experience. I am very happy that now I am the person you are proposing the situation. And I play, and you let me play. And you spoke me about the medium project. And now, just before you show me the internet seat, and we could see how it works with the interviews, the image that are related, how they appears. So it gives me a lot of information, and it's not, and very in a very close way, because it's through you we are having coffee together. It's not me alone approaching the website. So, and you spoke me about the other website with the relation, and I spoke you about the garden, and so, you know, I think it's very nice for both of us. I think it's very important. I mean, when we were doing the radio, we were always proposing petit déjeuner to the people. And in a way, it makes easier the sociability. Because it relate, we have to share the coffee or the please put me more coffee, or can you give me the sugar, or, and we are already playing together through something that is between us, and also it makes the situation much more comfortable, and this is also nice. It's through it's always through comfortability that we learn better, you know. So if I feel good, I will be. Yes, I will have much more facilities to do whatever. So this is, I think, very important. As you say, this hospitality or this sense of. Create a nice situation for the other, and when I was doing the field recordings, as you say, you create the situation and you invite the other person. I was always trying in the field recordings to, okay, I was the person who invite, but I don't wanted to interview really. I wanted to create a space to do the other person express through words things in what she or he were interested on. I found funny in this situation with you that normally you will get much more information from me than the opposite, And this time, I think it's very equal. So we, I feel like, even if sometimes you gave me much more space to speak, we had a kind of conversation these 2 days. And I get a lot of information from you and it's a good beginning to keep in contact and to continue to see which kind of solution did you find and to share this.